It's a minute before noon. You're listening to 91.3 HQR News and 96.7 Classical HQR. And this is the Midday Interview. I'm Gina Gamboni, and I'm here with Dr. John LaCagnata, who is the conductor of the new group, the Wilmington Symphonic Winds. Welcome, Dr. LaCagnata.
Thank you for having me.
From UNCW. We'll talk more about Dr. LaCagnata in a bit, but first, let's talk a little bit about this new group that's formed, the Wilmington Symphonic Winds. This is their inaugural season. They've performed once, and now their second performance is coming up.
Exactly, yeah. We've got our second concert coming up in just 2 weeks, May 1st, at Keenan Auditorium at 7 o'clock. And this is a new group. Yeah, we began this group less than a year ago. And so we're still in our infancy, but we've really made some great strides as an ensemble. The group started with kind of a voice that there was a need for a professional level band in this area. There are groups similar to this in Raleigh and in Charleston and in Charlotte, but nothing over here where we are in this region. And it's a collection of amazing, amazing talent. That really, when we started, I didn't know if we had the talent here in the region to pull a group like this off. When we start talking about putting a band together, we're talking very specific instruments and very specific numbers. And so when Tom Smiklis, the founder of the group, and I had our first meeting on this, you know, we knew that there was a chance that we wouldn't have the interest from the professional level musicians in the area. And we've just been so pleasantly surprised that these people are interested in doing something like this, playing the world's greatest band literature. Mm-hmm. It's all volunteer, and it's been wonderful fun.
Right. I understand folks are coming from, say, Myrtle Beach, so it's not just people in Wilmington and Jacksonville.
Yeah, we are far-reaching. I mean, if we think an hour and a half north and west and south, we've got them coming from South Carolina, from Jacksonville, from Fayetteville, from all over to participate in this band, which makes it real special that people are willing to make that that commitment and that sacrifice. We rehearse on Sunday evenings so that we can all do our jobs when we need to do our jobs. We get together on Sunday evenings to prepare music for these concerts.
And tell me about the instruments that are in a band like this.
Well, this is a typical band instrumentation. So, you know, as far as woodwinds go, we have flutes and clarinets and oboes and saxophones and bass clarinets and bassoons. And then a full brass section of trumpets and French horns and trombones and euphoniums and tubas. And then a full percussion section. So we number 67 musicians. Mm-hmm. And you know, to describe a band to someone who's never heard a band but maybe has heard an orchestra, you know, I like to say that the wind section of an orchestra times four, plus we add saxophones and euphoniums. So it is a massive sound. It's a beautiful sound. It really can stretch the full spectrum of emotion, and that's the type of music we like to play.
Now, I'm not going to lie to our listeners. I heard this band perform for their first performance a few months ago, and I was blown away. And I've heard music that was conducted by Dr. LaCagnata in the past, but it was just this great collection of extremely talented wind instrumentalists and the bass and all the it was chill giving. The music. Tell us about the music that will be played at this second concert of the season.
Again, our mission is to play the best music written for bands, with the understanding that bands is still a fairly young medium in terms of musical genres. Orchestras have been around, choirs have been around forever. Bands are really still less than 100 years old. And so out of that collection of music, we're finding the best pieces that build a very enjoyable program for the audience. Mm-hmm. It's a mixture of older material written for the bands, let's say in the 50s and 60s, with some very new material that's been written very recently by some younger composers. But we start with a piece called Rocky Point Holiday, written by Ron Nelson, who's written some wonderful pieces for the bands. He wrote this when he was on vacation, and it is a great opener. It's very fast and very difficult, and we're having a great time with it. Mm-hmm. And then we're playing a more classical type symphony, Symphony in B flat, by Paul Hindemith. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for us to have an opportunity to hear all of the different soloist and the different sections within the band. This was our challenge for this this current concert, and it is a tour de force, and it keeps everyone on their toes, and we've had a lot of fun preparing it. Then we shift gears and we do something a little more current. Frank DiKelly's a more current composer for bands, and we're going to do his An American Elegy, which was actually written as a commemoration and remembrance for those students who were tragically killed at Columbine High School. And he's just set this wonderful piece of music that includes the alma mater from Columbine High School. It's very touching, very emotional. Then we play another traditional band piece, The Hounds of Spring, written by Alfred Reed, who's a wonderful composer for bands. And then we've got one orchestral transcription. So we borrow a piece from the orchestral repertoire that's been set for band by Donald Hunsberger, who's the former director of bands and wind ensemble director at the Eastman School of Music. But it's Festive Overture by Shostakovich. It's a wonderful, wonderful work, and it translates just marvelously into bands. And then we're going to end with a march. And I've kind of promised our audience and promised the band members that we're always going to play a march, because really, when we talk about the roots of the band, marches were so much a part of it as we came from the military band. And so we're going to play March the Southerner by Russell Alexander. Wonderful, wonderful piece of music.
Wow, that's a great collection. If you're just joining us, this is Gina Gamboni. I'm here interviewing Dr. John LaCagnata, who is the conductor of the Wilmington Symphonic Winds. They are having a performance on Sunday, March 1st at 7 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium. And the tickets are just $10, plus there are discounts for senior citizens and students. This is just their second performance. This is their inaugural season. Tell me, what are you going to do next? I know you have one more concert.
We do. We do. When we thought about the first season, we thought three concerts would be great. We did one in the fall. We've got one in the winter, and we're going to do one in the spring. And our May 31st will be our last concert of the first season. And we're looking forward to just presenting another collection similar to this of some wonderful, wonderful music written by some of the best composers for bands.
Right. Do you all have a website?
We do. We do. It is WilmingtonSymphonicWinds.com or .org. And it's got some wonderful information about the band. It's got some videos of our last concert, if the audience wanted to go and take a look and see what they would be looking forward to for the concert. And talks a little bit about the band, its makeup, and where our people come from.
Dr. John LaCagnata, we only have a few seconds left. Do you have anything else going on? I know you're conducting a lot of other things,
I am. We've got a concert with my university groups coming up on March 5th, Thursday, March 5th, which will feature the UNCW Chamber Winds and Wind Symphony, and more concerts as the semester goes on.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's 12:06.